Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we'll have a conversation about the exciting happenings at the Cameron University Library, where a number of upgrades and changes are underway to create a more user-friendly and helpful experience. Our guests are Kai Williams, Access Services Supervisor, and James Scholes, Instruction and Assessment Librarian, who also supervises the library's new Digital Media Lab. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Well, to start, I'll just ask you to give me a general overview of all the changes that have been happening at the library.
Sure. So for about the past couple years now, under the direction of our director, we have been in the process of upgrading our library to make it a more comfortable and accessible place. We've been adding new furniture, new study areas, new equipment, digital and otherwise, to make this more of a 21st century, also a living room-like experience for our students and employees.
So how did this process start? What drove the process of updating the library?
Okay, well, I can take some of that. One of the thought processes was each year we're giving out a survey, usually in the spring that we give out a survey. And these were things that the students themselves have told us that they would like to see in their library. We do have a lot of non-traditional students who have family, small children. They need to come in and study. So in response to that, we created a family room. It's a room specifically for them to watch their children while they complete their schoolwork. The increase of digital media materials came about because students wanted more things to be, they wanted to be more connected than they were in the past, such as having tablets and access to laptops. And these changes are coming, you know, periodically over the course of the next couple of years.
So it's something that wasn't just an administrative directive. It's something that organically came from the library constituency. Your patrons wanted to see these changes.
Yes, that seems to be the general idea.
Kai's absolutely right. I believe it's, or at least we're trying to make it a blend of top-down but bottom-up generated change, answering requests from our library users.
So let's talk a little more in depth about some of these changes. We've talked about some of the areas being updated, like technology and the physical environment, but what are some of the things that will be different for library patrons?
The changes are items small and large. We have new furniture, we have new vending machines, we even have umbrellas available for checkout on rainy days. But some of the larger items, for instance, we just, this semester, opened up a digital media lab, which is offering students a combination of hardware and software related to digital media content that students can work on, either personal projects or class projects. Faculty are also welcome to come in and use our resources as well.
To look a little more directly at technology, you mentioned that things like laptops and tablets have been made available. What other items are available for visitors to use to assist with their classwork or studying?
Well, we do have, like you said, we have laptops. So I believe we have at least 9 of them out for checkout at any given time for 4 hours. We also have calculators, scientific, graphing, color, and black and white. We have textbooks at the CERC desk. They're 4-hour in library use. Students are free to come in and check out a textbook.
Meanwhile, at the Digital Media Lab, we have items such as still-in-motion cameras, audio recorders, art tablets, tripods, and we are adding to the list of available items, and they are available for checkout to students as well as Cameron employees.
Now, someone told me you now have a 3D printer.
Yes.
We have 2.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those then, since these are items that are still on the leading edge of personal use technology. How were these printers acquired, and what purpose will they serve for library patrons?
The purpose for our 2 printers, we have 1 for large prints, 1 for small prints. MakerBot is the manufacturer of the printers, and what I did was research what other campuses around Oklahoma and neighboring states use, and it was recommended to me that we go with MakerBot for quality. The purpose for this is so that students can work on class material, but also if they are just self-teaching themselves how to create such projects, they're more than willing to come and use our resources. We receive requests and print them out, but if you are a more knowledgeable user, you are more than welcome to come in and use the printers personally.
All these changes are happening to equipment, to the physical layout, to the library environment. What are the results so far? What feedback have you received from the library constituency as these changes have taken place?
Well, we've seen a lot of positive feedback from our students. One quote that I took to heart was one student said, "We're relaxing." They feel relaxed. They feel calm when they come in, especially when they're coming from a very stressful day of class and tests. I like that feedback because it means we're doing what we set out to do. As I said, we have very positive feedback from our students. We've also seen, in a way, a steady uptick because over time, we did see a decrease in traffic, but now we're seeing more of an increase in it, particularly at certain times of the day. They seem to really like the late night shift from a certain time. They like the ability to come in at any time and study, use our facility, use our equipment and materials for study. If they can further their academic progress, then they're all for it.
We'll continue our conversation with Kai Williams and James Scholes about the changes and upgrades at the Cameron University Library next week. The Cameron University Library is open 7 days a week for the university community and the Lawton community with a courtesy card. For more information, visit cameron.edu/library or find the library pages on social media. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.